This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. You gotta wonder, is there just no hope left for drug-free sports? Marion Jones, the gold medal-winning runner, will appear at a federal court in New York this afternoon, and she'll admit to what she has long denied, taking performance-enhancing drugs. NPR's Mike Pesca is in New York, and he joins me now. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So what exactly is Marion Jones going to plead guilty to?
Well, she's technically pleading guilty to lying to federal agents who are investigating her steroid or performance-enhancing drug connection. There's also an unrelated charge about bad checks. And that leads to a broader point about how the mighty have fallen, because Marion Jones wasn't just the fastest woman of her generation. If you think back to 2000, she was a celebrity. She did all these Nike commercials. After she went pro, she commanded almost $100,000 in appearance and performance fees at track meets. So she was a millionaire, and now she's rumored to be broke.
And this doping investigation by the International Olympic Committee, it's been going on for some time now.
That investigation has been going on since late 2004. The one that she's pleading guilty to actually predates that, and it's when the feds were looking into this Balco case, and that's the Bay Area supplement company where there have been a lot of guilty pleas so far. That investigation is in 2003. That's when she's said to have lied to these federal investigators. And the important person in all of this is a guy named Trevor Graham. He's one of Marion Jones's former coaches. And what he did was he sent a syringe to investigators which had this substance called the Clear. And what they were able to do from that syringe is make a test to detect the substance, because the Olympic Committee and the investigators, they had no way of catching up to the dopers until he took this step. And that led to all these investigations by both sports authorities and the federal authorities. And now, cut to today, Marion Jones is facing 6 months in jail, or at least that's what she's telling friends and family she thinks she's facing in a letter that the Washington Post got a hold of.
And in addition to jail, if she's admitted to doping, what happens to her Olympic medals?
They'll most likely be stripped from her. She'll lose her titles. That's what the history has been. So I don't know if you've ever heard of a woman from the Bahamas named Pauline Davis Thompson.
Mm-mm.
She is your new 200-meter gold medal winner in the 2000 Sydney Olympics. The 4x400 will go to the Jamaicans. And the title of fastest woman in the world, that's always reserved for the woman who wins the 100-meter sprint. I would say that that winner would be Ekaterina Thanou, but she actually has been caught up in doping scandals of her own, so I don't know where that's going to go. But at this point, let's talk baseball.
Okay. Because track's looking pretty grim. Let's go to baseball.
Track's looking grim, and I think a U.S. sports fan hears all this, and their mind immediately goes to Barry Bonds. And the similarities between the two are striking. Because here's what happened with Marion Jones. She was given this substance called the Clear. She said, I thought it was flaxseed oil, but it wasn't flaxseed oil. And cut to today, she's being prosecuted for lying to investigators about that. Well, if you believe what the San Francisco Chronicle's been reporting, and they've been the best newspaper on this, if you just replace the name Marion Jones with Barry Bonds, everything I just said is true. He was given this Clear. He said, I thought it was flaxseed oil. It wasn't flaxseed oil. And they have all these records, and they were able to catch up with Jones. You got to wonder if they could catch up with Bonds. The big difference, though, is that the Olympics and U.S. track and field, they've always been against doping. They've been wanting to catch the dopers. Major League Baseball didn't really have any kind of strict rules against steroids until fairly recently.
So, Mike, she admits to doping. She could lose her medals. It sounds like this could be the complete and utter end of her career, right?
Well, from a running standpoint, after the 2000 Olympics, she got progressively slower until a strange thing happened in 2006. She, in a triumphant return to her sport, she won a 100 meters race, and then that sample of her urine afterwards was found to have had the banned substance in it, and then the second sample didn't. So there's a big question mark there. But as far as the tell-all book, you know, she already wrote an autobiography, and she'd have more to answer for what she said in that autobiography than what she maybe did on the track. Because in that autobiography called Life in the Fast Lane, she said, I have always been unequivocal. I am against performance-enhancing drugs. I have never taken them, and I never will. I don't know. Would people want to read the second book after she lied to them in the first?
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.